Hot 100.5 90s and more. Good morning. It is Mark and Dilly. We are so happy to be able to talk to Amanda Sobey this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's wonderful to talk to you because we are learning more. I know you sent us an email a few weeks ago, and we've been learning more about world lymphoma. Say it for me.
Lymphedema. It's like lymph and then edema, but lymphedema day.
And I'm going to be honest with you, I don't know a lot about this.
You are not the only one. There's many, many people that don't know much about this disease, and that is why I am here to share my knowledge and hopefully inspire those, educate people, and just bring more awareness. So thanks for having me.
And tomorrow is World Lymphedema Day, right?
It is, declared by the World Health Organization worldwide, globally. We get a very special day to bring awareness for lymphatic diseases, and unfortunately, there's only about 4 hours of actual studies on the lymphatic system for first-year medical students, and it doesn't get revisited, which means there's a huge gap between education and the patients, which is why I'm trying to bring awareness to this disease.
So, Amanda, if tomorrow people are looking to get involved in World Lymphedema Day, how can we join you in supporting you and learning more about it?
Well, first and foremost, I'm very proud to announce that I have the permission to light up the legislative building.
Whoa!
Yeah,
so
that's great.
That was pretty cool. So I'm going to be there 7 p.m. with whomever is wanting to join. Obviously, COVID protocols and social distancing regulations go in hand, but we're going to be there on the front steps at 7 p.m. to celebrate just our day of awareness. And throughout the entire month of March, I have gone ahead and I have conglomerated over 40 social media influencers from around the world that share their journeys and their testimonies and their stories with lymphedema. And it can be done by them writing in and sharing photographs or doing live interviews with me. And that can be found on my Instagram page at am.sobey or my Facebook page at am.sobey. And I did go ahead and conglomerate 12 corporate sponsors where I have over $2,500 of medical supplies and products to give back into the lymphedema community. So anybody that needs these products, which we all need them, we rely on them, please go to my Facebook page at am.sobey. Under my events tab, you will see each event separately. If you click on going, that will guarantee you a ticket into my draw. Please be present for the day of the draw because it's that much more exciting when I pull the person's name and they're actually watching.
Yeah, exactly.
And I hope that this entire month of March not only sheds light for the people who sit alone in silence with this disease, but it also creates education and awareness. And it just really sews up the medical industry with the patient industry and just makes us all work together. So, again, I'm pretty excited.
Can I ask you a question about lymphatic system? I don't know what that is. Like, what lymphedema, how does that affect your body?
So most commonly people have a circulatory system and a digestive system, which everybody learns what in grade five of their school.
Yes.
Everybody has a lymphatic system, and what that job is, it is the plumbing system for the cellular respiration of your body. So when your body has cells and they exchange chemicals back and forth from one another, the waste of that is what gets dumped into your lymphatic system, and then it is supposed to be passed out through your urinary tract system. There's two versions of lymphedema. There's primary and there's secondary. So primary lymphedema would be people who are born with it, genetic, congenital, meaning some people don't even have a lymphatic system, which is devastating.
So how do you pass it then if you can't do that normally?
You swell.
Oh, I see. Okay.
That's where obesity comes into play because a lot of people think that people are fat.
I see.
Sorry for the unpolitical term.
Yeah, but it's a lymphatic problem.
That's right. And okay. So then there's the secondary version where it can be caused by a parasite or most commonly due to surgery like breast cancer or cancers in general where people will go in and remove the lymph nodes.
Right.
Obviously affecting the lymphatic system, causing the swelling. And I want to be clear, this swelling isn't water. This swelling is protein-filled fluid. So it is hard, it is dense, and the more that it is left untreated, it turns fibrotic, which if people don't know what that word is, It means it's scarred tissue and it becomes irreversible. And the government, actually, the way how I received my lymphedema is I'm not covered medically. I did not have cancer, so I don't fall under the claim of repair. So I need daily massages. I know that sounds very glamorous, but
does it hurt?
If I don't stay on top of it, absolutely it does. Really?
Well, and I see on your Instagram page, like, you're obviously, you have to stay very active because of that too, and that's for dealing with the pain too, right?
Well, and here's the oxymoron. For people who want to get into shape, the first thing, the first reaction to any time that you move into that health industry, so if I started to exercise, mm-hmm. the body's response is inflammation. So for me, when I got started, I swelled more, which deterred me from working out. But through consistency and nutrition and compression and MLD, for some of those, these are some key points, but there's a whole collection of them. Through consistency of the efforts of what I have done, as if you see on my Instagram page, it's taken me years to get to where I'm at today.
Well, Amanda Sobey, I'm so glad that, because we've learned a lot already this morning. We're going to learn more tomorrow with World Lymphedema Day. And you, of course, it's an incurable disease that you have. And over 1 million Canadians suffer this, hey?
It is true. I would actually assume more people do because it goes so under-recognized.
Right.
With the doctors not being educated, I wouldn't be surprised that that number would be higher. Yeah.
Well, okay. Check out Amanda on Facebook and Instagram. It's am.sobey, right?
You got it.
All right.
Okay, hold on the line, okay?
Instagram. Yeah, thank you so much.
Okay, hold on the line. We're just going to play a song, but we'll say goodbye to you off air. Thank you so much, Amanda.
For those mornings when there's just not enough coffee.
Mark and Dilly on Hot 100.5.